Well, the Queensland government has started a review of alcohol restrictions imposed on 19 Indigenous communities a decade ago. Alcohol management plans were brought in by the Beattie government to reduce alcohol-related violence, particularly against women and children. There are concerns the review will wind back restrictions, leading to a warning from Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin. But there are divided views about the effectiveness of grog bans and concerns they've created new social problems, as Cathy Van Extel reports from Brisbane.
The alcohol management plans, which have been in place since 2002, restrict or prohibit the sale and possession of alcohol and carry penalties including jail time for breaches. Aboriginal Affairs Minister Glenn Elms is in no doubt they've worked.
In most communities, you can see a reduction in crimes against the person. You can look at school attendance figures and see them on an upward slope. So there's a lot of evidence to suggest that the AMPs have worked. The communities themselves are much calmer, much more peaceful than was the case some years ago. But we gave an undertaking that we would review them. Not abolish them, but review them.
That review has started, the minister promising there'll be extensive consultation with all affected communities and stakeholders involved in areas such as health, education, police, housing and employment. There are divided views within and without Indigenous communities about the effect of alcohol restrictions. Mornington Shire Council Mayor Brad Wilson has welcomed the opportunity for Aboriginal communities to have a say over the future of the plans.
If the power's been given back to us, that means we can manage our own community instead of government coming in and managing our community for us. So we need to have that ownership for ourselves. We are the people they need to talk to, not them coming in with the ideas.
Some communities, like Arakoon, support alcohol restrictions. Noel Pearson and his brother Gerhard from Cape York are also strong advocates. It's a message heard by Federal Opposition Leader Tony Abbott. During a visit to Queensland in August, he criticised the Newman government's stance.
It's been a very hard battle to get the grog out. Let's bank the victory, please. Let's bank the victory. We don't want to start all that trouble again.
But Aboriginal leader and public health academic, Associate Professor Gracelyn Smallwood from Townsville's James Cook University, says alcohol management plans are discriminatory. And she says communities are grappling with many unintended consequences.
What it's done, it's the sly groggers, the drug lords are quite happy. There's massive increase of amphetamine intake, there's a massive increase of glue and petrol sniffing, and there's a massive increase of homelessness in the cities where people can get alcohol. Alcoholism has not been treated as a disease. Lots of people on community are saying they're very effective. The reason why they're effective, the problem has been taken to the city from their area.
Large numbers of problem drinkers have shifted to regional centres where alcohol is easier to access. The Minister, Glenn Elms, says that will be examined in the review.
We'll be talking to Cairns, to Townsville, to Mergan, to Mount Isa, to Rockhampton, city councils, making sure that we take on board what they are doing and the plans that they already have. There has been a big police operation in Cairns, and I think that's had some pretty good results. We've got to look at rehabilitation centres, and I was in Mount Isa a couple of weeks ago and looked at the major rehabilitation centre, and it is first class. So it should be, in my view, a template for what we can do in other areas that will help people transition, individuals now, transition away from alcohol abuse.
Gracelyn Smallwood is concerned the LNP government is looking to lift alcohol bans at the same time that it's cutting Aboriginal services.
It's incredibly discouraging in terms of all the cultural appropriate Aboriginal and Islander programs that are a necessity have been cut. You know, education, health, alcohol and drugs, the Murray Court. It's quite disturbing that they've all been cut because you can't just put alcohol back on communities without a holistic approach. You've got to clean up poverty, you've got to give people jobs, you've got to give people quality infrastructure and housing, sanitation, clean running water. And with the jobs goes a lot of self-esteem. So it's just quite frightening, and it's got to be individualised because what works in Yarrabah may not work in Palm Island or Mornington Island.
The review of the alcohol management plans has also been welcomed by Mount Isa Catholic priest Father Mick Locock, who works extensively with Indigenous communities. He says they've created problems.
People can't determine for themselves whether they're able to drink or not. And I think that in itself makes it very difficult for people in the long run to have a sense of determining their own future and their own sense of responsibility.
What's your view then about the unintended consequences of the alcohol management plans?
How do people in a community have a voice, and how do they voice that when they know that there'd be other people, whether it's family or relations of some sort, who would be very much on the other side, and it's very hard for some voices to be heard. That's one thing that I think is I've noticed particularly. The other is that as soon as someone has even the slightest bit of alcohol on them, they get a conviction recorded against them, and it's very hard then. Sometimes you might lose your blue card or to even hold a job down, depending on who you're working for.
Father Mick Locock says the review also needs to look at the cause of the addictions in communities.
So often all we deal with the surface issues is, say, the abuse because of alcohol, or you know, the lack of attendance at school because of alcohol, the lack of food for children. But the end result is, why are people addicted becomes a much bigger issue, and there's some far more complex questions and answers. But unless we look at some of those issues and do some of those things that were result of Black Death and Custies, unless we do something to inform ourselves a bit better on some of the deeper issues in the community, it makes it very hard. Otherwise, we can give a glib answer.
The state government has placed no deadline on the 19 councils to put their case. Those wanting the restrictions eased or removed will have to demonstrate they have strategies in place to ensure there'll be no increase in levels of violence and social disorder. But the issue could be taken out of the government's hands. The laws are the subject of a High Court challenge by a Palm Island woman who was convicted of smuggling whiskey into the community in 2007. The High Court will decide tomorrow whether to grant leave to challenge. Glen Elms.
Not for me to preempt what the High Court's likely to say, but obviously if it's dismissed, well, it's business as usual from our point of view. If the High Court upholds the challenge, well, then we will have to go about things in a different way.
Queensland Aboriginal Affairs Minister Glen Elms, and that report by Cathy Van Extel in Brisbane on RN Breakfast. It's 20 to 8.